Here's a little something you may remember from the good old days.
I feel so old.
You're old.
You're so old.
You're so old.
So old.
We're so old.
You're old.
You're old.
Senior crew in the house ready to wrap up minicamp, wrap up the off season. Senior rider John Osier, senior big mouth Brian Sexton, senior Joe Fortunato running the controls.
And as seniors, it's okay to say we're a little tired.
Yeah.
We're a little tired from being here. We're a little tuckered out.
To be honest with you, I walked out there today, and full disclosure, this is Wednesday. I'm out. I'm done. I walked out there, and I was done the minute I got under the sun. I'm like, man, I'm going to do this for a month when we get back. Do I have to do it today?
And
I did.
You did. You're a pro.
I did. And I'm probably better for it.
Sure.
At least as far as this podcast goes.
Okay, that's fair.
Now, here's something I was going to do regardless because it was in the shade. And that was listen to Blake Bortles. You did the same.
Mm-hmm.
I came away with absolute honesty here. I came away with one dominant theme, and that was talk is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, although I believe that, but from him. He was standing there talking because he had to. But the reality of it is Blake Bortles knows this ain't about what he says. It's about what he does.
And he knows it's not about this time of year. It's not about June. We're talking, for those of us who don't know, about his last media availability before minicamp ends. So it's the last time that he'll talk and we'll get a feel for where he is entering training camp. And he's going to go to California again for the next 4 weeks, the next month, if you will, just like he did before the offseason, just like he did before 2015. That's where he feels like he improves, where he's concentrating on the mechanics, getting better. It's his laboratory, if you will. It's his good football place. And to me, it's significant that he's going. And it's easy for people to say, well, of course he would go, John. He's got a contract year. He's make or break year. He wasn't good last year. If he doesn't get better, he might not get another chance at a starting job. Well, all those things are true of a lot of guys, and yet they still take that last 5 weeks before the season figuring, hey, I'll get ready during training camp. To me, Blake, I'm not going to say he didn't have a sense of urgency before because I think he's always wanted it. But there is a heightened sense of, I've got 45 days left before this starts. Where can I get, what can I do to get better during that time? How can I maximize it? I don't know if this makes him great next year, but I do know it's better to that he's taking this approach than if he wasn't.
You know, it's funny. I hope Tom Brady has a cut of the Tom House Passing Academy because he was the guy that really kept going out there and going out there and going out there. I mean, other guys have done it, I'm sure. But I can remember Jack Del Rio telling me that he wanted Byron Leftwich to go, offered to pay for it, and Byron didn't want to go.
Right.
Said he was straight, didn't need to go out. And I don't remember Blaine Gabbert ever going and doing it.
Yeah.
Although he needed the work.
Yeah, I mean, with Blaine, I don't think there was ever mechanical. I mean, Blaine had beautiful mechanics, but still, there is that extra something that I've always thought, I guess being around Peyton Manning, I know that sort of work and intensity somehow
matters.
He worked
with David Cutcliffe, his offensive coordinator at Tennessee, right?
Who was and he was working – I mean, he was a different element in terms of off-season work. But most of the great ones have that something in them of what am I doing today to gain ground on the other guy? I don't know that I had seen that element in Blake as vividly as I did today when he was talking about, again, I just kept thinking of him looking at a calendar and seeing, okay, I've got 42, 43 days before camp starts. I can either...
How do I use it wisely?
Yeah, I can either waste it or not. And it sounds like he's not going to waste it. So good for him that he gets it.
Well, there are stories out of every NFL city this week as they all wrap up minicamps or OTAs about which quarterbacks are going to work with Tom House.
Right.
I was counting either 8 or 10 that I had counted before I came in here. That's why I say Brady deserves it. But look, he's the best quarterback in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and does it at age 40 with 5 Super Bowls, more than any other quarterback.
Right.
So all these other guys, DeShone Kizer I saw from Cleveland, is going to work with Tom House.
I don't know, I have no idea if Blake will be an ounce different on July 28th. Than he is on June 16th because he goes to see Tom House. I do know it gives me the idea that his head is in the right place, and that his head has probably been in the right place all off season to be thinking that way. And I think for a quarterback or anybody who is trying to excel at something, that maybe makes as much difference as what he will in fact gain as the fact that he will know coming in, I did everything I could. I'm ready. I'm as ready as I can be. There's going to be no uncertainty on Blake's part. If he throws an incomplete pass the first play out in training camp, he's not going to go, oh, maybe I should have done more. He'll know going in that he's given himself the ability to max out. And again, good for him because not everybody does it.
So I know he's going to listen. And when Adam Dedeau, who is his actual coach, who runs the house thing now, hears this, he's probably going to say, can't those guys get it right? It's my show now, right? Remember, Dedeau is the guy who came out here and worked with him last year.
Right.
So he's going out there to work with Adam. And here's my question to you. How are his mechanics? I know you looked at it while you were out there over the last couple of weeks. Could you tell?
I thought for the most part, there was a time during first couple that we saw, and I'm thinking it was first two Fridays, where I thought it was hot and cold. The last couple of times we've been able to observe, I'd say the last three times, I thought he's been more consistent. It looked to me like his feet were okay. It didn't look like he had those or as many during team live stuff. I mean, whatever live stuff is this time of year, you know what I'm getting at. I didn't think he had as many oh no throws where he reacted of, oh my goodness, what was that? So that was better.
But could you tell the mechanics? Could you see the – everyone wants to talk about ball position. I want to talk about footwork because that is what I was told was the real issue.
It seemed more consistent.
Right.
It didn't seem all over the place, which at times last year it seemed all over the place is the best layman's way to say it. And he thought, if nothing else for 3 years, he has been – I think at times overly honest about all this. I thought there were times that I wouldn't have blamed him if he had just said, I don't feel like talking about my
mechanics
anymore. But he's always as upfront as he can be. He said he felt like they held through and that he's mechanically the same place now as he was 4 weeks ago. You're looking for that cement feeling of, yeah, they're locked down. He feels like they were okay for these 4 weeks, so I'll believe him on that front.
You know, the first couple of days of OTAs, I came off the field thinking he's throwing the ball pretty well. And you said, yeah, not so much.
Right.
And I don't want to argue with you because I generally concede to you the quarterback mechanics.
Sure.
You've seen the very best in Peyton Manning up close. The last 2 days, I'd fight with you about it, though. Because I thought the last 2 days he was consistent.
Yeah.
And I thought that today he had a couple of throws. There were a couple of drops out there. He put the ball in Marquise Lee's hands on two different throws. And I thought those were his best two throws of the minicamp, of the OTAs of the offseason.
I thought the last three times he was pretty smooth.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting.
Last 3 days, I mean.
I'll drop it on you again. I won't be here tomorrow. So you'll have to everybody know. Yeah, you have to let everybody know via Twitter. I'll be watching.
Right.
When I land to find out what you think about whether he can keep it going or not.
Yeah. And again, I've been saying all offseason, I'm not as mechanic-centric with Blake as 95% of the people are because I think his mechanics last year – I thought there was a stretch where they weren't very good, but I thought for the most part last season, he threw at times okay. He got it done at times. I thought decision-making, pocket awareness, pre-snap reads were far more of an issue last year than accuracy, which I thought he could have gotten by with. So I just take a lot of the off-season stuff with a grain of salt because this time last year, we weren't talking about any of this because he had looked okay this time last year. It sort of all unraveled last year. Can it keep from unraveling the big picture? Mechanics will help, but there's so much more to them than that, and that's what we're not going to know until September, whenever it is, 18th.
Which brings us to mindset and how he's approaching. And it's obvious if he's going to California, he's approaching it.
Best I've heard from him yet.
Yeah, yeah. I thought so too. I asked him, you know, if he could put it into words, what would it be focused? And he said football-oriented.
Yep.
In other words, he's not worried about traveling. You know, he's a young guy. He could take the next 5 weeks and travel. He's not. He's football-oriented.
Yep.
I'll say this. He's got Tom. He's got Doug. He's got Nate. He's got the Jaguars fans. Everyone's looking at him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem like he's plussed up about it. He seems like he's got it.
Yeah, and yeah, there's pressure on him.
Yeah, he's not overly relaxed. Let me clarify that.
Right.
He's not laid back about it. He's just not going to let that be the driving factor for the next 5 weeks.
Yeah, and again, all the stuff, it's so hard because you're fans hear this every offseason. Oh, he looks better. Oh, he's in good shape. He's in good shape mentally. And most players are this time of year. But there is a look in his eye, and there the consistency of his message every time he speaks is the same as we saw today. I get a feel of a guy who knows this is critical, who is not afraid to go and address what he thinks is wrong. He seems to have the most mature, football-oriented, right approach that he's had, which you would expect in his fourth year. He should be more mature. So all that stuff seems right. He doesn't seem to be taking a casual approach to it. So far, so good. But it's probably only 2% of the equation, and it's all still out in front of him. But he's done all he can so far.
If he's the number one story, the number two story is now gone because Brandon Albert reported. And
right.
That's really? Covered.
Well, I'm surprised. I never thought he'd report for the mandatory stuff.
Yeah, $8.5 million, $9.5 million
right.
next year.
Yeah.
Who knew? So the next story, what is now the number two story heading into training camp?
Well, I think the offensive line, how that's going to shake out, is going to be a topic. I personally think it's going to be Albert, Robinson, Linder, Can, and Parnell in some order there, but it's going to be a thing. So that's going to be the thing that we all write about and ask Marone about for the first 7 or 8 days until it's solved. But I think the big story that's going to affect the season is, can Dante Fowler Jr. and Yannick Ngakoue be impact pass rushers when it matters? To me, that's won't be as much of an outside topic. That's the question I have for the first month of the season.
Okay, so I think the Ngakoue, I think that one is, to me, I think it's self-evident. I mean, I think he showed last year he can be a guy who makes plays. Not explosive,
critical
maybe necessarily.
Plays, though.
Okay, so the question, and it maybe is as important as Bortles in a sense, and that is Dante Fowler.
No.
Because
no
he was high draft choice by Dave Caldwell and a guy that they targeted instead of Leonard Williams, who is playing at an all-pro level after only two seasons.
Yeah.
So all of the pressure on the defensive side of the ball comes down to him, doesn't it?
It does.
And you talked to him last week. What do you think?
He knows the drill. He knows what's expected. He knows what he has to do. Without being asked, he brought up when I talked to him, it's my pass rush moves.
Did you believe him? Did you see in his eyes?
I think he knows what's important.
Okay.
I don't know.
And maybe you're not big on the eyes like I am, but
yeah.
I think I can see whether someone's telling me the truth.
Yeah, I mean, he gets what's important. Now, does he turn that into the work needed? It's hard to tell during non-contact work of OTAs how good a defensive end is going to be. This time last year, I thought he was going to the Pro Bowl. So,
boy, is he athletic, though.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, he is.
That will all come out during training camp. And I don't necessarily expect him to be absolutely knocked down, drag out great during the first few live practices against other teams, because what he's trying to do is hone his pass rush moves and learn how to pass rush against live. That's not going to happen first day out.
Right.
But can he over time, for pass rushers, it's so hard to judge them, because if they play better on one play a game for 8 weeks and have 6 sacks out of those 8 plays, people think their world's better because it's such an impact moment type position. But I think we'll know generally by the end of the preseason if he's going to be better. I don't necessarily expect 15 sacks, but again, what you need out of those guys, you need this defensive line to worry quarterbacks on downs that matter. And that's what it hasn't done enough in the last 5 years.
Well, if you put Calais Campbell next to Malik Jackson, there'll be some worry. I mean, watching drills again, non-contact drills, but watching those two working together yesterday coming off the ball, someone tweeted it or put it up on Snapchat of those two guys. And just their length, you know, their size, their overall height and their shoulder width and their mass. But their length, those long arms of both of those two guys to cause problems.
It's hard to stand out physically on an NFL field. When you walk onto the field and you look at the defensive line, you immediately notice Malik Jackson and Calais Campbell.
Well, let me give you
Dante, you don't as much in the immediate because he looks similar in size to the other guys.
But when
it's once he starts running, you're like, whoa,
yeah, look at
that's different.
So I can remember You were there, 2013, standing on the field at Wembley Stadium. The Niners were coming off of a Super Bowl appearance, and they ran out for warmups. And I looked, I went, that looks like a different league, mm-hmm. right?
It
Big,
was.
Strong,
I thought the same
fast.
Thing when the game started.
Yeah, well, 42-10. It was 28-3 at the half, if you remember, and I know that you do. But I looked at that team, and I looked at that iteration, Gus's first team
right.
here, and I thought it's men and boys. I mean, right. they just don't have what those guys have. Well, now, as I look at this team, as we get set to wrap this up, I look at this team and I think they've got those guys mm-hmm. now. They've got big, they've got strong, they've got fast. Obviously, it comes to the quarterback and whether he plays well or not. I mean, that's the roster looks good enough yeah. to me that if they play well and don't turn the ball over, if they can close some games, I don't see why 8-8 isn't a possibility.
You start going down the list and you sort of just did Malik Jackson, Calais Campbell, Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, A.J. Boye.
Kelvin Smith.
There are guys who belong on the field in the NFL and who 25 teams in the league they could go start for. Now, do they have enough above the X's and O's guy? I consider Jalen Ramsey an above the X's and O's guy who's going to be a playmaker, difference maker. Do they have enough of those to go be elite yet? I haven't seen enough guys do that yet to say that, but they certainly are a team that, unlike 4 years ago, when you go line up and when you go start the game, you're not thinking this team, meaning the opponent of the Jaguars, is just a better football team talent-wise than the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are back to where they're in the mix with a bunch of teams. Now it's quarterback.
I could be wrong, but I think that Miles Jack and Dante Fowler, you have a chance to have that on every level, mm-hmm. right? Fowler and Jack have to prove it still, right?
Right.
And to a degree, Ramsey does also. My question's on the offensive side of the ball. You know, where are those guys? Does Allen Robinson rise again? And is Fournette? And I really, that's the guy. We haven't even talked about him much
right.
yet. But Fournette and Ivory is a 1-2 sort of tandem, but primarily Fournette because he was the fourth pick in the draft.
There's four guys that you think on offense might be that guy. Lee, who I think, as much as A-Rob, is the guy who, if you're a coordinator, you have to sit there on a Wednesday night and you're staying a little late going, uh-oh, this is trouble. You know, Fournette can be that. Maybe D.D. Westbrook, you hear bubblings of that, but he's too young, fourth-round pick, you can't count on that yet. Lee, Robinson, and Fournette are the guys who can all have successive games where you're walking down to the locker room going, I got to go talk to that guy because he was the star.
All right, so you want to do this one more time before training camp?
Sure, why not?
I mean, I'll be here a couple of days next week, and then you won't see me. But so let's do that. We'll talk about the kickers?
Sure.
Remember
that. I'll be here. Just grab.
Senior moments.
Senior moments.
Senior moments. John Osier, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
And we'll talk to you next week, we promise, on Senior Moments.